Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, here's where we'll start, okay? So the Yankees didn't get good enough starting pitching to win today, okay? That's number one. Nestor Cortez, look, man, I don't want to come on here and rip on Nestor Cortez every single time he takes the ball, but the antics are cute.
I can't watch that anymore.
When he goes and does what he did against the Marlins, yeah, sit there and twirl on the mound and throw the ball between your legs and do whatever it is you want to do. But when you can't finish the fifth inning, stop. And I know he did this earlier in the game, but listen, if Nestor Cortez could just cut the shit and pitch, I'd be a lot happier with him. The hidden ball trick or whatever the hell he was doing, and he's a social media darling today, great. How many outs did you get, Nestor? Because his bullpen was a little short today. They had no Ian Hamilton. They wanted to try to stay away from a guy like Dennis Santana, because he pitched two innings yesterday. You came off a doubleheader. You knew outs were at a premium. You don't have a day off till Thursday. You know, you got to do better than getting into the fifth inning and not recording any outs in there. Okay, so it's cute, but I'm past it now. I'm more concerned about Nestor Cortez recording outs and getting deep into the game as possible. And if you look at the guys ERA, I think it's sitting at 4.50 right now, which is respectable for what we want out of Nestor Cortez. It really is. I'm not going to say that it's not. And he's had a couple instances this season where he's kind of blown up and then settled down and got the Yankees through some innings. And then, like, he start against Miami. But enough is enough. You're not out there to be a sideshow. You're out there to pitch and record outs. And if you have a problem with me saying that, then too bad, because I don't watch Nestor Cortez to see him do tricks on the mound. I watch Nestor Cortez to see him get outs on the mound. So I don't need to see a video of him fake throwing a million times. What I'd like to see is him not giving up home runs to Jose Ramirez right after Aaron Judge cranks one 450 feet.
Can we just start, please? Can we start by saying the Yankees are 12-4? It was another great series. Shitty way to end it, but I'm so happy with this team right now, and I love this team so much. I just think it's important to start there because we've had so many serious things to complain about over the last few years that I'm at least happy that this show's starting with the complaints that we have right now. That it's Nestor Cortez. And I'll just start there, and now I'll pick up where you left off. I saw that video just now. I didn't realize he did that during the game. It's one thing when Nestor Cortez is doing the leg stuff and fucking up timing and whatever. You can kind of justify it by saying he doesn't have the kind of stuff that some other guys have. So for him to be successful, if he needs to fuck up timing and do some quirky stuff, hey, Japanese pitchers do it. Japanese pitchers have those quirky deliveries and all that. So it is what it is. But then I saw the video of him pump faking the pitch and then pitching it. And it rubbed me the wrong way, in a way that I just didn't expect to feel. I don't care if he threw 9 shutout innings today. I don't want to see my fucking starting pitcher pump faking a pitch and then throwing it. That's like, now we're just playing games.
Yeah, he better never do that again.
Like, that, I don't know. Like maybe it's just me.
You're right.
If I'm in the minority here on this opinion, fine. I don't care. I just think it's just not. And again, this goes back to like, if this were some guy on the, you know, on the Red Sox or the Dodgers, and people would say, oh, if he was a Yankee, you'd fucking love it. No. Like, no, I will call players out for bullshit that I hate. I love Nestor. I think he's a good teammate. I think he's been a great clubhouse guy. And I think we've gotten more out of him than we could ever have imagined. But
yeah.
I don't care whether he's giving us 12 outs or fucking 27 outs of shutout baseball. It does, that part almost doesn't even matter at all to me when I see shit like he pulled.
But
today.
You would say that the stuff he does with his legs, though, when he does that like slow back,
still
leg
a gimmick
kick thing, gimmick, but still might throw off the hitter's timing a little bit.
But
like, it's still workable.
My justification of it is, like I said, a lot of pitchers have quirky deliveries, especially guys from Japan.
Yeah, it's like replicating those types of deliveries.
And it's still a gimmick to me, but at least there's something behind it. At least there's something like, hey, I don't have the best stuff, so I need to get an advantage as much as I can. So I'm going to mess with your timing a little bit, and my balance is good enough to do it. The second you pump fake a pitch, now we're in wiffle ball territory. Now
yeah,
I feel like
bizarre.
I'm playing you when we were kids in our backyard in wiffle ball.
Right.
And it's just like, come on, dude.
It's like next he's going to throw behind his back or something like that.
At least if he went out there, I'd at least say maybe we'd have something different to talk about today, but I still wouldn't agree with it or like it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the problem is, right? With him is that the Yankees, yeah, the Yankees are 12-4. Okay. They're the only team in Major League Baseball with 12 wins right now, which is great. Have overall very happy with the team's performance. You can't not be, you'd have to be, what's his name? What's his name, Ryan? The guy from Uncle Eddie, Cousin Eddie,
hey,
from
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. You have to be Randy Quaid from Major League in order to not be happy with the Yankees' performance this year. But on a grander level here, isn't the ultimate goal for the Yankees to win the East, the Yankees to lock up the number one seed, right? So when you have games like today that are imminently winnable to help you achieve that goal faster, isn't that what we should be focused on right now?
Yeah, and it was the first game of the season where you felt like, at least for me, I felt like every time the Yankees have gotten off to a quick lead, even though they had some dicey games where it got close, they seemed to pull through and win the games they were supposed to win. This was the first game they should have won and lost, in my opinion. Maybe I'm forgetting one.
And listen, right, they had a doubleheader yesterday.
And they won it.
They did, but doesn't that tax your bullpen? I think it does. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You have three more games before an off day. We talked about this last week about how on last Saturday the bullpen looked gassed. They got a couple performances, and a credit to Nestor against Miami, where they were able to reset the bullpen a little bit, plus a couple off days. But still, you got yourself caught in a position here again where you wanted to stay away from some guys. And you got a starter out there that gave you 12 outs and blew a 3-0 lead. And all anybody wants to remember from this game is that he fake pitched.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that.
No.
I'm just not. I mean, like, for me, get the outs. Stop playing games out there.
Yeah. Agreed.